So that's our view. The Gemara continues with that which the Mishnah said. Kayayim sheyesh by Ha'al ein maimed b'shachas. On any day when Ha'al is recited, there's no maimed at shachas because there is not enough time for both, and Ha'al supersedes mamodis. Karban musaf ein b'ne'ilah. When a musaf karban is brought, there is no maimed at musaf, mincha, and even at ne'ilah. Rashi explains that the least amount of animals in the karban musaf is two, which creates additional work for the kahanim, and also for the Yisraelim who would bring wood and water. The Gemara cites another opinion, that of Rabbi Yasi, that the karban musaf suspends only the maimed of musaf, and there is a maimed at mincha and ne'ilah. Karban etzim ein b'mincha, div Rabbi Kiva. If a wood karban is brought, there is no maimed at mincha, according to Rabbi Kiva. Amalei ben Azai, kachai Rabbi Shua Shaina, karban musaf ein b'mincha, karban etzim ein b'ne'ilah. But ben Azai said to him that Rabbi Shua taught that when there is a karban musaf, there is no maimed at mincha only, but there is a maimed at ne'ilah, because the musaf does not take up so much time. When there is a wood carbon, there is no maimed at ne'ilah only, but there is a maimed at mincha because halala debri taira, valala debri seifrim. Mincha is of biblical origin, and ne'ilah is completely rabbinic. Therefore, the carbon etzim overrides ne'ilah rather than mincha. Chazar b'kiva liyashayne ke ben Azai. B'kiva retracted and accepted the opinion of ben Azai. Mishnah continues, Zman atze kehana va'am tisha. The wood festival of the Kahanim and the people was celebrated 9 times a year. The Mishnah proceeds to list the 9 dates and the 9 families who each donated wood on one of these dates. The Gemara cites a brisa to explain the origin of karban etzim. When the people came back to Eretz Yisrael from the exile in Bavel, they didn't find any wood in the storage area. These 9 families donated wood from their own stockpile. As a reward, the prophets among them said that in the future, even if the storage areas are full of wood, these families will have the privilege of donating from their own wood. The Mishnah concludes this segment with Be'echad b'tevis lahoye by maimed, shahoye by hal, b'karban musaf, b'karban etzim. The first day of Tevis, which is both Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh, there was no maimed at all, because it's a day when we have Hal of Chanukah, which eliminates the Maimed of Shachris, Karban Musaf of Rish Chaydish, which eliminates the Maimed of Musaf and Mincha, Karban Eitzim, which eliminates the Maimed of Ne'ilah. The Gemara explains that on Rish Chaydish Nisan, there was a Maimed at Shachris, even though it also has these 3 things, Hal, the Karban Musaf, the Karban Eitzim, because there's a difference between the Hal of Chanukah, which is a Chiyuv, an obligation, and therefore overrides the Maimed, and the Hal of Rosh Chodesh, which is merely a minig of custom, and therefore does not override the maimed. The Gemara elaborates, Damer b'yechad m'shurim b'shurim ben yoy tzadok, sh'moyna asur yoyim b'shano yechad goymer b'hen as a hal, b'elu hein. On the following 18 days, even an individual must complete the hal. Sh'moyna simi ha-chag, the 8 days of Sukkot, v'shmoyna simi chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah, v'yam tev harishon shal Pesach, the first day of Pesach, v'yam tev shal atzeres and shvuas. This applies to Eretz Yisrael. Uvagayla esrim ve'echad yom ve'elohein. But in Chutz La'aretz, where we keep 2 days Yom Tov, there are 21 days on which we complete the Hal. Tisha simi ha-chag, the 9 days of Sukkot, u'shmoyna simi Chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah, v'shnei yom harishayim shal Pesach, the first 2 days of Pesach, u'beiz yom tovim shal atzeres, and the 2 days of Shavuos. There's a siman to remember these days, bevetach. Rashi explains, since these days were designated by the prophets, there is a chiv to recite hal similar to a chiv deraisa. However, hilayla de berish yarcha lav deraisa, reciting hal and Rosh Chodesh is not a chiv, it is merely minig of esem b'yadayim, a custom of our forefathers, and therefore only with Rabbanan. That is why midalgi delugi, we skip certain parts of it. Mishnah continues, chamisha dvarim irus av esenu b'shiva asa b'tamiz v'chamisha b'tishbav. 5 things happened to our forefathers on the 17th of Tammuz, and 5 things happened on the 9th of Av. Shiva Asa B'Tammuz Nishtabra Haluchas. The tablets were broken. Vatla HaTammid, the Karban Tammid was discontinued. V'huvko Ha'ir, the city of Yerushalayim was breached. V'sarf Apostomus, a Satara Apostomus burned a Sefer Torah. V'hemet Selim B'Heichel, and placed an idol in the Heichel of the Beis HaMikdash. B'Tisha B'Av, it was decreed upon our ancestors that they would not enter Eretz Yisrael. The first base of Mikdash was destroyed. Ubishniya, the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Nilkedu Beitar, the city of Beitar was conquered by the Romans. V'nechash ha'ir, the city of Yerushalayim, was plowed under. Therefore, meshenichnas Av, memaitim b'simcha, when the month of Av begins, we diminish our joy. The Gemara in this daf elaborates on the five things that happened on Shivas Batamas. Nishtaber haluchis menolam. How do we know that the tablets were broken on this day? The Tanya. B'shisha l'chaydish nitna aseres hadibis l'Yisrael. Rabbi Yisaymer. B'shivabai. This machlekes whether the Torah was given on the 6th or 7th day of Sivan is discussed at length in Masech the Shabbos daf Peivav Amabez. The Brisa here says that according to both opinions, B'shiva ala Maisha, l'chzeb yikra al Maisha b'yimashvi, Moshe Rabbeinu ascended the mountain, l'kabal haluchos, to receive the tablets on the 7th of Sivan, based on this pasuk that Hashem summoned Moshe on the 7th day. Rashi notes, this pasuk is discussed at length in Masechtas Yuma Daf Dalad, where there are two opinions on how to interpret this pasuk. See our review over there. Our Braisa here learns that it refers to the 7th of Sivan. The Gemara continues the timeline. There's another pasuk, v'yavim Moshe b'techa ana b'yal alahar, v'yimayisha b'har v'arom yoyim v'arom layla. Moshe went into the cloud, ascended the mountain, and was there 40 days and 40 nights. Now, let's add the 40 days to the 7th of Sivan. Esher Mabar de Sivan, Beshitza de Thomas, Malul Huarbon. There are 24 days left in Sivan, if we count from the 7th day until the 30th day, since Sivan is usually Malay, 16 days, and the Thomas adds up to 40 days. Beshivza de Thomas, Nochis, Asa, Vitavrino, Laluchis, V'ksiva hi kasher karva l'machna v'yarsa egel v'yashlach miyod v'saluchais v'yishava oisim tachazar. When Moshe descended on the 17th of Tammuz and saw the golden calf, as the pasuk describes, he threw down and broke the luchas. Uvatla tamid, the carbon tamid was discontinued. We know this from Gemara, a tradition handed down over the generations. V'huvka ha'ir, the city of Yerushalayim was breached. The Gemara cites a pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyahu which says, on the 9th day of the 4th month, Chedesh Tammuz, the famine in the city became very severe. And the next pasuk says, and the city was breached. The Brisa explains, the Pesukim in Yirmiyah are talking about the first Beis HaMikdash, and our Mishnah is talking about the second Beis HaMikdash. Besarf Apostamus is a terror, Apostamus burned the Sefer Torah. This is also known from a Gemara tradition. The Hamid sell in the Hechel and place an idol in the Hechel of the Beis HaMikdash. This is known from a pasuk which says, "Umeis Husar Hatamid Velosis Shikut Shumim," and from when the Tamid was removed and an abomination was placed in the Hechel. The Gemara in the next daf will elaborate on the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av. Yibratzin Sheyibon the Beis HaMikdash B'mheir V'Yameinu.